Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. I done kept it real.
March Madness has never been madder than it is in this room right now. We got all kind of stuff being alleged. Kevin Cameron will go back to what he was telling you moments ago, something about he predicted Virginia getting beat or something. I don't know what he's talking about. But let me just tell you this. There's a whole lot of broke people in the country today. There's a whole lot of brackets that got shattered when Virginia got beat by a no-name team. North Carolina's bounced. A host of big-name teams are out. Jim Boeheim has surprised some people and still in the running on his way to Sweet 16. And we're joined now by good friend, good guy, Rob Taylor, the editor of the Pittsburgh Courier, has just joined us, and we're going to bring him into the conversation and talk some stuff with him. But we want to maintain the direction of this conversation, which is basketball. Now, Kev, before we went to break, you're about to give us that Sweet 16, how they're looking. And I wanted to get Gene's response on some of these upsets as a coach.
All right, thanks a lot, Bill. Sweet 16 coming up. Like you said, Bill, it was just a crazy weekend. Number one's going down, number two's going down, whole state's going down. I mean, yesterday or this past weekend, the whole state of Ohio, they must just be upset with Xavier going down and with University of Cincinnati going down. Now, check this out. This is March Madness. You tell me how you could give up a 20-point lead, and you just fall apart. I mean, that's really unheard of. So I know Cincinnati is just feeling terrible right now. And then you have Michigan, and you have Michigan State.
How about that?
You know, that's incredible as
Michigan
well.
Michigan State was in everybody's Final Four.
Definitely.
And including mine.
From a coaching standpoint, you know, they have one of the best coaches in the country, and you don't expect something like that from his teams, for Izzo's teams. But, you know, Sweet 16, what we're looking at, Kansas State moving on, so it should be Kansas State and Kentucky. We also have Loyola of Chicago as well as Nevada. We have Florida State, Gonzaga, Michigan, and Texas A&M. We have Villanova and West Virginia. West Virginia played a real good game, Bill. I'm not sure if you had a chance to see that. And I believe they won probably about 25 or 30 points there.
They smother people.
And then we have Texas Tech and Purdue, Kansas against Clemson, and Syracuse and Duke. That should be a real good game. Now, talking about starting from the bottom, Syracuse have a playing game in order to get into the big tournament anyway. And again, with Boeheim, if any coach knows how to coach in March Madness, it's definitely Jim Boeheim.
Well, I can tell you this, because I'm usually wrong, so I don't mind telling you. I had Duke going to Final Four only because I seen them against Pitt, and I know they have a ton of talent. And when they start making subs, they bring one great player in after another. They've got a wave of talent over there. They're not all great players, but they're all very good players, and they're led by three very, very good players. And Trev will tell you that last week I had Kentucky as my dark horse. So, you know, there you have it. But let me just offer this, and then Coach Wilson, I want your response. I think that these upsets are a lot more basic than one might want to consider. I think it's all a matter of how the game has changed. You know, there was a time when, you know, not maybe only 10 years ago, the great players were at the great schools. I mean, we're still trying to figure out what a Gonzaga is. We didn't know what a Gonzaga was six years ago.
Well, they've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But, you know, now they're in the line. So, but you know what I think it is? This team from Baltimore is made up of five guys that can play. I mean, seven, eight guys that can play. They can play.
That's it.
See, today's game, there's a lot of schools that now have guys that can play. Like, you know, they don't care that you're Virginia or
that's
Duke.
Right. That's just right.
Where I come from, we can just play.
Right. And they went down to they went down to Kansas State in the second round. However, it was a very competitive game. The same thing with Houston and Michigan. Very competitive game. It was an unbelievable game. Last minute shot that actually wanted the three pointer. By the kid, I would have to get his name, they were actually showing the same shot that he made during high school, basically from the same area. So the field is wide open, you know, as far as who's going to win this whole thing.
What's your thoughts, Coach? As a coach, when you watch these games, I'm sure your mind is absorbing and tearing it apart and building it up and all that.
So my take on it is this: you have two different mindsets. You have the ones who we all think are supposed to win, and everyone fills out their bracket and says, "Oh, this is the bigger school, the stronger school. They're supposed to win." And then their mindset is, "We should beat this team." And then you have the mindset of quote unquote the underdogs, quote unquote, that are we have nothing to lose. And at the end of the day, it's just about getting out there and just playing.
That's a dangerous guy.
And not allowing the moment to be too big for you right now. If you're confident, and like you said, five guys that can play will always beat two superstars on a team all day long.
Agreed. Rob Taylor joins us, as I allude to. Soul Take Champions Live, coming to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Western Pennsylvania's newest and most exciting sports talk show. Bill Neal, Kevin Cameron co-hosting this event every week. And we're joined by one of our co-sponsors, the new Pittsburgh Courier, the legendary new Pittsburgh Courier, oldest black publication in America. And Rob Taylor is the newly anointed editor of the Pittsburgh Courier. No small task, to be sure, making sure this nation is kept fully abreast of what's going on in news, but specifically as it relates to African Americans in the United States. Rob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Bill. I mean, I'm happy to be in your presence now. I mean, you've been taking over. You've taken over Pittsburgh forever in the basketball scene. So just to be in the same room with you, man, I don't know what to think anymore.
Listen to him, because you know where he's
from. I'm listening.
He got Ohio in.
He knows how to play to the audience. But he understands.
I'm on Bill Neal's show.
Well, here's what you don't know. Kev, you don't know.
What am I going
to
do?
He's got Ohio in him. I just want you to know we're sleeping with the enemy here.
Man. I don't even go to Penn Hills without paying homage to you first.
All right, thanks, brother. I appreciate it. So, Rob, I don't know if you played the game coming up or not, but we've all dabbled.
Yeah, I wasn't on any high school teams or anything like that. You know, I got cut from some intramural teams, you know, back at the old Sacred Heart and Shady Side. You know, black guy still couldn't make it on the white basketball team.
You try.
So that shows you how much I know about basketball.
That's
you know,
all right. That's all right.
When they're cutting the black guy, you know, at Sacred Heart.
Off the intramural team.
Off the intramural team.
That says a whole lot.
I'll see my name on the wall, right. You know. I knew I had to go to a blacker sport like tennis. That's where I thrive. But I know this is not about tennis, it's basketball.
Tennis is up and coming now, you
it
know?
Matters. So, Rob, just a little bit about where the Courier is. And again, in all sincerity, the nation's longest running African American publication.
Oh, we're talking Courier. Or are we talking some sports?
We're going to the Courier.
Well, Courier has a sports section.
Yeah, we got a sports
section.
So
we're good.
We're good. And just you've been on board now a little over a year.
About a year.
And so talk to our people about the Courier, the state of the Pittsburgh Courier.
Well, the state of the new Pittsburgh Courier is, I would say, it's you know, it's very fresh and new. You know, we're very relevant these days. We're getting stories into the paper much faster. I would say, since you of course do a column every week, we are way faster with the sports. A Steeler game happens on a Sunday. We've got the pictures. We've got Brian Cook doing videos. We've got videos that are better than many of the mainstream newspapers in our city. So we're doing videos. We've got photographers there. We're getting the stories in very fast. Coming up Wednesday, March 21st, we got a good story about Desiree Garland, a 2013 Woodland Hills High School graduate. She played basketball there, played track. She just became the first female in Pitt's history to win an indoor or actually a track and field individual championship, 400 meters. Yeah. Remember that name, Desiree Garland. So we're always looking for stories that nobody's telling when it comes to the African-American community in Pittsburgh. And I think we're doing a good job of that.
Well, you're doing a great job at it. And anyone listening, be you in the state of Pennsylvania or anywhere in the country at this time, you certainly know that news that affects black people is not always delivered in a timely manner and in an accurate manner.
Right.
And I, for one, am extremely proud to be able to write for this paper. But you have instituted some new stuff and tweak some stuff for old dinosaurs like me that used to send the story in on the back of a piece of cardboard. Now it's, you know, everything is fine tuned. And so what's the direction that the Courier is heading towards in the future?
You know what? I think the number one thing is, where is the audience nowadays? Everybody talks about, you know, the newspaper, but when I think of the new Pittsburgh Courier should be thought of just like any other media entity. It's not just a newspaper. Okay. It's not something that your great grandmother is only for her. Okay. She may pick up the newspaper edition. My mom, she loves the newspaper edition. My dad, he doesn't have an email address. He doesn't, he only knows what a computer is because of the electric bill and the internet bill. Okay. So he's always picking up the newspaper edition, but people need to think of the New Pittsburgh Courier as a complete media entity. We're on Facebook. We have a hot website. We've got some of the best pictures around. We cover a lot of events, whether it's sports, events, anything, news coverage. It's on newpittsburghcourier.com. It's on our Facebook. It's on our Twitter. We do a lot of videos. So if you remember the situation that happened at Pizza Milano with Jade Martin, we were out there capturing the video of everybody out there doing the protest. It had over 800 shares on our Facebook page, over 26,000 views. So I don't want people to think of the New Pittsburgh Courier as just a weekly newspaper that you pick up with your milk and cookies and some Cheez-Its at Giant Eagle on Shakespeare Street.
And if you could just provide an overview of that situation, just so our listeners will know, for those that are not located directly here in Western Pennsylvania.
Okay. Oh.
The pizza situation.
Oh, yeah, the Pizza Milano, the situation that happened in mid-January when Jade Martin, a 34-year-old African-American woman, walked into Pizza Milano right across the street from where the Penguins play, PPG Paints Arena. And allegedly, Mahmoud Yamaz, a 41-year-old employee, started beating her up, banging her head against the floor like she was a mop or something. And it was filmed by someone who I believe has perished via a car crash in Homewood about a month ago.
Questionably.
I wasn't sure if that was. That's just what I had seen, but and I can't confirm that. But anyway, getting back to the Pizza Milano, there was a bunch of outrage due to that situation of what happened to Jade Martin. And right now, Jade Martin, who is facing some charges of disorderly conduct herself. Those criminal charges are done. Right now, the only criminal charges being faced are against Mahmoud Yamaz, who was since fired, and we'll see what happens with that situation. So for those outside of Pittsburgh, that's exactly what happened. And, of course, you can go to you can Google New Pittsburgh Courier Jade Martin, New Pittsburgh Courier Pizza Milano. It'll tell you everything about the situation happening.
And what that really does is it reminds all of us that we have a voice that will speak the truth, deliver the information, sometimes what other media services won't deliver.
Right.
But while I've got you on a roll, Rob, let's talk about something else you've done a great job with as it relates to people like Coach Wilson. But you've been covering high school sports big time.
Yeah.
So your attitude about that and as it relates to showcasing our young student athletes.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of mainstream outlets here, there's a lot of schools, right? A lot of high schools in Washington County, Westmoreland County, Allegheny County. You hear about North Allegheny. You hear about East Allegheny. You hear about all types of Alleghenies. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes the coverage for the City League is not where it needs to be. So one of the things that we make sure that we have is we have, I think, one of our great photographers, Will McBride. He's always at the South Stadium or whatever it's called now. He's always getting photos of Westinghouse, of Carrick, of Alderdice. We were Obama. We are really covering high school football. We did extensive coverage of high school basketball. What we want to do differently is do profiles of different students who are making an impact. Whether it could be track, it could be swimming, it could be volleyball. It doesn't have to be just basketball and football. So I'm actually calling out on this microphone right now. If you know of a high school student athlete in this Pittsburgh area, whether they go to a city league, maybe a Penn Hills, maybe a Woodland Hills, or someone else, somewhere else, and you think they're worthy of being profiled because of something they're doing on the court or on the field, that's what people need to call me on at 412-481-8302, extension 135, because we'll be out there profiling them with our cameras, and I'll be interviewing them, and I want that story to be told. I want a great sports department.
Give that phone number again. Give your email address if you wish.
Okay.
And just a little bit slower so people can jot down, this is where you go. You know, for all you people that call me and say, Bill, I got this or I got that, I need this or I need that. Mm-hmm. Now you're hearing from the man, this is how to get to me.
Okay, it's 412-481-8302, extension 135. And my email is rtaylor@newpittsburghcourier.com. And, of course, you could spell out the Pittsburgh. So rtaylor@newpittsburghcourier.com.
And, Rob, just a little background on yourself. Where are you from? And high school, college, and what have you been doing over the last?
Well, let's see. I was born in November of 81 from this hospital called McGee Women's.
Okay.
And
didn't want to go back that far, Rob, but you're on a roll.
Well, I'm on a roll here, you know, because people think I'm from Ohio. Everybody thinks I'm from Ohio.
When you came in.
I went to Ohio State, stayed out there, did a lot of radio and some TV,
Buckeyes,
and some writing.
Huh?
Buckeye all the way, class of 2003. So I just wanted to put out November 81 McGee Women's Hospital for everybody who thinks that I'm not from Pittsburgh,
Pittsburgh,
and everybody who thinks I didn't buy shirts for $5 with all the wrappers on it in the middle of East Liberty on the corner of Penn and Highland with the police officer standing right there for some reason.
He's a Pittsburgher for
That's
sure.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And so Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get into Pitt, so you went to Ohio State, and then
I didn't want to be a doctor. I didn't want to be one of these surgeons or anything like that. No, I didn't want to go to Pitt. I wanted to get out of here. I wanted to see what else was happening, so I chose Ohio State.
So, what have your experiences been as a journalist and as a person in this trade? What has your experiences been nationally?
Well, you talking about from a writing perspective,
things you've seen, things you've done, things you've experienced, anything of major proportion?
Well, I mean, from a national perspective, if you're talking stories, I mean, I've interviewed a lot of, you know, famous people like CeCe Winans,
okay.
Famous Amos from Famous Amos Cookies. Bill.
Stop right there. So the truth of the matter is they still make the cookie. They took his name, but he doesn't get paid. Is that right?
Well, I don't know. That was 18 years ago. I can't remember. He was at, I honestly can't
remember.
Oh,
this
was
a while back.
Yeah, it was a while back. I can't remember exactly.
You know what that was?
What?
That was a damn good cookie. That Famous Amos cookie. Kev, come on, Kev.
Real good.
That Famous Amos cookie
with you.
Was a damn
I don't
good
agree
cookie.
With you on a whole lot, but we're okay. I agree with you
we're,
on that.
We're here on that, huh? That Famous Amos cookie was all right.
That took me way back, the Famous Amos one. As soon as you said the cookie, I was...
Man, that was lunch.
I was thinking about vacation Bible school and
we're actually
the snacks.
Promoting the cookie now,
huh?
I think we're actually promoting
people going out
the cookie
they,
now.
Watch them go out and get some famous just for this.
Let's hope something comes from that.
Be one of our advertisers.
But who else?
I mean, I'm just off the top of my head. I mean, like you know, people like Bill Neal.
Oh please.
And I mean, different athletes. I've interviewed a lot of other people in the entertainment business, like Juvenile, that's a rapper. I used to do a lot of hip hop radio. So Juvenile, Trina, Chris Brown, people like that.
You didn't have to mention his name, but go ahead.
Oh, you know, you're not a Chris Brown fan. You know, it's just a lot of different people. Okay. So what I really like to do is get entrenched with local things. So I used to write for the Call and Post, which is a black newspaper in Columbus and Cleveland. So I did a lot of local things when it came to politics in Columbus. Covered their black mayor, Michael Coleman. So I'm more of a local guy. I like to get, you know, into neighborhoods and understand what's happening on a local level.
Sounds good. We did not conclude something that I did want to follow up with Coach Wilson. So, Gene, let's talk a little bit about the fact that you, in all sincerity, were one hell of a basketball player. And
thank you, sir.
And played the game at a high, intense level. In my opinion, I've said publicly that both you and Marcus Robinson could have walked into an NBA camp and had a shot. I think both you guys had that kind of level, that level of talent. And even Warren Wilson, I said to him on occasion, if you guys had had the opportunity in the moment of at the height of your talent, you know, and that just speaks to opportunities that sometimes are there or not.
Sure.
But in your basketball time, some of your great moments, you guys you've played against, places you've played, anything stand out?
Yeah, the one that will stand out the most, I lived in Chicago for about a year and a half before I actually got some height on me. And I was up there. I remember Gabrini Green. And a guy by the name of...
A whole lot of black folks there.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole lot of black folks.
By the name of Kevin Garnett. And playing with him up in a summer league up there. He was up there. And his point guard at Farragut Academy, Ronnie Fields. 6'6" guy. He was the Kobe before Kobe. No one ever found out about him because of a car accident he was in. But locally, I'll say this. I mean, I'm about to take you there, Bill. Booper, you know, J.R. Holden
played in Russia.
Yeah, yeah. I had a great career over in Russia and has come back and given back to the community. So he's one of the ones that, you know.
So you and Booper and Wayne Copeland.
And
you were playing when White Chocolate came to town.
That's correct.
Jason Williams from the Miami Heat was in town for a run. And just the great – I always call it the third run of the Connie Hawkins League. It started in Homewood with the great Connie Hawkins, Kenny Durrett, Norm Nixon, et cetera. Moved to East Hills with the likes of Sam Clancy and Curtis Aiken and – and all those guys, and then the third run and a great run that we finished with you guys down in East Liberty with Myron Brown and all those runs. So suffice it to say you've had a great run, and just want to remind our listeners it's real big event, and Rob, you can chime in here too. You and I have talked about this, but coming up on the weekend of May 4th and 5th, on Friday, May 4th, we will welcome back to Pittsburgh members of the 1968 ABA Pittsburgh Pipers World Championship team. And the way I describe it to people today is that in 1968, when a bidding war began with the ABA and the NBA to get the greatest players in the world to play, Connie Hawkins led the ABA Pittsburgh Pipers to a world title, which in essence made them, if not the greatest, one of the greatest teams in the world at the time. Clearly, Connie Hawkins was the MVP of the league and the tournament, led the league and the tournament in scoring, and would be considered the greatest player, the LeBron James of his time, if you will, in 1968. Had the pleasure of having Cal Graham on our show last week, and Cal played with Connie on that Pipers team and echoed some of those sentiments that Connie's talent was so amazing that even while playing with him, there were things that he did and the way that he did it that was far beyond what anybody had ever seen before. Dr. J himself recognized Connie as his idol and the guy that he wanted to be. So all that to be said, we found 13 members from that Pittsburgh Pipers team alive and well all over the country, and they're all coming in on May 4th. There'll be a reception, a welcome reception at the Savoy to welcome in the Pipers and also the Connie Hawkins League Hall of Famers that are being inducted that weekend. So mark on your calendar, Friday, May 4th, Savoy, 6 until. Come one, come all, $5 cover, free parking, and great food to be had and meet some of these legends. Any and everybody that was part of the Connie Hawkins League and any part of it, any way, shape, or form, you want to be out here for this in memory of Connie. The real big deal is on Saturday, May 5th, there will be a reception hour at the Marriott Hotel Center City, which is right next to PPG Arena, across the street from the old Civic Arena where the Pipers played when they won the world title. So that's why we chose to have it there. There'll be a reception at 6, dinner at 7, and an awards program that includes recognizing and honoring those ABA members from the Pipers and inducting our new group of Connie Hawkins League Hall of Famers, including Gene Wilson, Nate Duck, Jimmy Nichols, Steve Vandeveer, Marcus Tomlin, Stu Lyons, Gary Nelson. Some other names escape me. I'll bring them all to you as we move down the road. But the fourth and fifth, just going to be a grand time. And, Gene, maybe you can just give us one of your great Connie Hawkins League memories or stories that stands out in your head.
Actually, I think one of the great ones that will probably stand out. There's two. There's one where we had that slam dunk contest. I think it was, I forgot who I was going. Dave Freeman. You remember Dave Freeman?
Yeah.
I think
just
it was
saw Dave.
It was between me and Dave Freeman. And I don't know if you came up with the rules of that dunk contest or whatnot, but I didn't like the rules because it was you had to make four or five dunks.
Never mind that. How much fun did you have?
Had a lot of fun.
Good. That's
had
all
a lot
that matters.
Of fun.
That's
had
all
a lot
that matters.
Of fun. But no, but one of the main things that I remember is you all calling the Wilson connection with me and Warren Wilson. That's one of the things that stick out.
Well, Gene Wilson was one of the high flyers. I mean, there's a category of people that stand above and jump above the rest. The likes of Gene Wilson and David Freeman and Warren Wilson and Myron Brown, Sonny Lewis, Jeep Kelly, Dougie Johnson, just the legends that jumped out to Jim. So for that, we look forward to the weekend of May 4th and 5th, and just want to remind everybody to be a part of that. Kev, it's I want to change gears here just a little bit because the subject matter that is near and dear to your heart, and just want to get a comment.
You want to bring this up now or after the break?
No, I just wanted to you know, it's everybody is screaming and shouting at the Steelers for what they're not doing. They're not, you know, nobody's happy about replacing Ryan Shazier, that clearly and apparently he, at the very least, will not be back this year, if at all. We hope and pray that he'll be back fully recovered. But as it looks, he won't be back this year. People are screaming about who they want to fill that void. People are screaming about what the Steelers need to do to fill the safety spot. There's some question about, do we need to get a quarterback now since Ben is talking about a year or maybe two? You know, I always say this about all the know-it-alls out there that, as John Thompson used to allude to, never played anything but checkers, the how much more they know about the profession than the professionals. I think the Steelers have an idea of what they need and how to get it, but you follow it real tight. So take a minute and tell us about that before we take this break.
Yeah, well, we could talk about it a whole lot more, Bill, after the break. But, you know, just to set this up, there's still a lot of time that remains before they go to Latrobe. Mm-hmm. Going to Latrobe is in July, so people need to be patient. There's a lot of good free agents out there. The draft is coming up in April. So I know the Steelers, as they normally do, will do what is necessary to have the best shot possible to win the Super Bowl. Now, as far as Ben Roethlisberger, you mentioned him as well. I'm hearing 3 years. So if Big Ben could stick around for 3 years, we'll be in good shape. But let's talk about it on the other end.
We'll talk about it because that window is slowly closing, and I suspect that the Steelers will have to get in and out of it before it's too late. We'll be back in a moment to talk more Steelers. We're going to talk about Tiger because he's back on Soul Take Champions Live. Be back in a moment.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.